आई एम एस एस चौहान, द सब्जेक्ट एनालिसिस एंड डिज़ाइन ऑफ एल्गोरिथम इज फॉर एम सी ए फोर सेम। द टॉपिक टूडे आई एम गोइंग टू टीच इज वाइनरी सर्च। द वाइनरी सर्च algorithm is based on divide and conquer method. One more condition for this search is whatever the series is given must be sorted in non-decreasing order. First of all, I explain the algorithm steps. Then complex will be calculated and along with numerical example will be taken in which a value or the key given will be searched. In this algorithm, three parameters are there, A, N and X. Here, A is an array which is given, N is the size of the array. So, array A is A colon N of element in non-decreasing order n greater or equal to 0. Determine whether x is present. If so, return j such that x equal to a j else return 0. That means the value or the index j will be returned from array a if the element to be searched is found in that array. So algorithm starts here. The curly bracket has been taken for starting. Two variables, low and high, are taken. So for this array, low equal to 1 and high equal to n, while low less or equal to high 2, again curly bracket is there. They start, this is the start of this loop. So one variable is taken, mid equal to low plus high y 2, and the floor of this whole value is taken. Floor means lower value. Suppose 3.5 is their value after calculation. So only 3 is taken and that is stored in the mid. So floor value has been taken for this mid. Now we check the key in that array. So it is taken if x is less than a mid means whatever the value mid is there, and that is checked based on index, means mid is the index of this array. So here if x is less than a mid, then high equal to mid minus 1 means initially we have taken high equal to n, so that is replaced with mid minus 1. Else second condition is there, if x is greater than a mid, then lu equal to mid plus 1. Means lu is replaced with mid plus 1 as return mid. So here the last statement here is this, is as return mid. That means value has been found. What are the value we are going to search? Means x is found. Here the while loop is complete. After that, return 0 is there. Means not found. Here found or not found. These are two cases. So here the means replacement of mid. So here in we see in this loop while, just from the start of the loop, while lu less or equal to I do, means whenever lu is greater than I, then loop will all automatically terminated. So first condition is lu less or equal to, means loop is continued only when this condition satisfies, lu less or equal to I. In this body, in the body of loop, mid equal to lu plus I by 2 lu. If x is less than a mid, means x is less than a mid. First, if in the else you see, if x is greater than a mid, so condition we can see two conditions are there, x is less than a mid and x is greater than a mid. What, where is the value when we get x equal to a mid? So there may be situation if these two conditions are not satisfied, that means we return mid. That means mid is returned only when x equal to a mid. If you see in this while loop, if else means first two conditions, a x less than a mid, else if x greater than a mid, these are checking whether x is greater than the index mid or less than the index mid. But for equal to condition, that is not given, that is obviously we can see here else return mid, means mid value is returned, index is returned, means location of the x is returned here. So this is the algorithm. Easily we can see. Now we take the numerical example for this. So numerical example, we see here the values in the series are taken as minus 15, minus 6, 0, 7, 9, 23, 54, 82, 101, 112, 125, 131, 142, and 151. So we see here 14 value has been taken. So values or the keys are taken, total number of is values is 14. That means this value 14 is the n in the algorithm. Let x equal to 151. That means we are going to search 151. 151 is the value to be searched in the series. The given series already is in non-decreasing order. So Here we prepare a table. In the table we see first is low, then high, then mid. So initially we see that low equal to 1. That means low is always 1. High equal to 14. Your high equal to 14. That means total number of, maximum number of elements in the series. So after calculation, means whatever the formula we took here in the algorithm, the mid is calculated as low plus high by 2 and floor of that value, means 15. That means 14 plus 1, low plus high means 1 plus 14 upon 2. 1 plus 14 equal to 15, and 15 by 2, and 15 by 2 is 7.5. So if we take the floor of 7.5, that is equal to 7. So mid equal to 7. In the second row of this table, we see that 8, 14, 11. Now, mid equal to 7. This index has been given in the first row. The index after calculation we get is 7. That is mid. So in algorithm we see, in the while loop, all three conditions we are going to check. So initially first condition says, if x less than a mid. So what is a mid? We go to array and see the seventh index here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So here 54. We check for 54 that first condition says x means 54 is less than a mid. That means x equal to 151. And a mid equal to 54, the condition is not satisfied because x equal to here already given 151, a mid equal to we have seen from the series 54. So 54 means 151 less than 54, this condition is not satisfied. Now we go to the step as if x is greater than a mid. Yes, x means 151 is greater than a mid. Means we go to the array or the series and 7, this 54 condition is satisfied. So low equal to mid plus 1. That means low variable is replaced with mid plus 1. Means 7 plus 1, 8. So we write in the second row and first column 8. So for high there is no change because value of low has been changed. Now in the second row for mid we calculate again by using formula 8 plus 14. 8 plus 14 means this is 22 by 2, that is 11. So here floor is not required because this is already a non-decimal value, and so it is 11. Now again mid is 11. We go to the condition, if x less than a mid, x less than a mid means a mid, we go to the index 11 in an array, at 11 we get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, it is 125. So 125 is checked whether 151 is less than 125. So first condition is false. Next we go in the else case, if x greater than a mid, yes, this condition is true. That means second condition is true, so low is replaced with mid plus 1, that means 12. Mid was here 11, so mid plus 1 12. So here again see high equal to 14, this will not be changed. So like this calculation continues, and in the fourth row we all get 14, 14, 14. So this is the required case, final case, that means we found mid equal to 14. So 14, that means this is the last case, however this is the last element in the series. So here this is the result. Likewise, we can prepare a tree, and because in the series always means we get the mid element, and you see the first, initially in the first row, low and high, low was 1, high was 14, so whole series was under consideration. In the second row you will see low was 8 and high was 14, that means 1 to 7 element means about half of the array has been omitted from the consideration. We are not going to consider elements from 1 to 7 index. So every time mid is calculated and we could add the row in the table, that means half of the array under consideration is omitted. So for this search, a binary tree can be prepared, and in this binary tree we see that nodes, final nodes means leaf nodes under bracket are unsuccessful search terminals, and the nodes having a square node for successful search termination. Now we calculate the complexity of this binary search. So it is very easy, because in binary search the let n equal to 2 to the power k, suppose k is some value, that means n can be represented in the power of k. So here we see that 2 to the power k minus 1 is less or equal to n is less than 2 to the power k. In an example also, if we see that 2 to the power k, that whatever the 2 to the power k is 2 to the power 4. So total number of n is 14, and that is less than 2 to the power 4, and that is between 2 to the power k minus 1 means 2 to the power 3. So the 14 value lie between 2 to the power k, means that is 9 and 16. So number of element comparison is at most k. So the comparison means, suppose we see the table, so number of rows in the table are 14, are only, sorry, that is 4. So total number of elements are 14, and total number of comparison is equal to k. For successful search, the element comparison is at most k, and that is equal to log n. So the complexity of binary search is O log 2 n. And for unsuccessful search, values 2 to the power k minus 1 to 2 to the power k comparison. So again, that is log 2 n. Here the storage requirement for binary search is equal to low equal to 1, this variable simple, high simple variable, mid variable simple, and x equal to, that is also one storage. So and this a whatever it is array, that is equal to n, means this requires n location. So total number of locations will be n plus 4. So now this algorithm, numerically we have seen the algorithm, noted down algorithm, and we have taken numerical example, and we have calculated here the complexity, time complexity, and the storage complexity for binary search. So this topic is complete.